joining SAP Hello Nerds, a coastal science podcast. I'm your host, Corinne.
And I'm your host, Brittany. And we work at the National Estuarine Research Reserve, or NEAR, on Sapelo Island, a Georgia barrier island.
We've got a special today focusing on a fascinating initiative making waves across the South Atlantic coast.
Absolutely, Brittany. Today we're shining a spotlight on the South Atlantic Salt Marsh Initiative and its impact on the coastal landscapes of Georgia. So, Brittany, what's the scoop on this initiative?
Well, Corinne, the South Atlantic Salt Marsh Initiative, or SASME, is a collaborative effort aimed at preserving and restoring salt marsh ecosystems along the Atlantic coast. It's a partnership between scientists, conservationists, and local communities, all working together to ensure the health and resilience of these critical coastal habitats.
And why are salt marsh so critical? If you're a usual listener, hopefully you know by now. But just to recap, there are tons of reasons, like many, many reasons, like podcast episodes of reasons. You should see Brittany's list.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting a little long now. We've got job security on this podcast. And it's a lot easier to come up with reasons than actually writing a whole podcast episode. But for real, salt marshes and the nation's estuaries are critical for everyone, but especially if you live on or near a coastline. Salt marshes act as a natural buffer against storm surges and provide habitat for diverse marine life.
They also act as filters and many other things. But today we're honing in on what SASME is doing, specifically in the Southeast, to help protect and restore salt marshes. One of their key projects involves monitoring and analyzing the impact of sea level rise on salt marshes. SASME partners are using advanced technology like satellite imagery and drones to assess changes in marsh vegetation, sediment composition, and overall health. This data informs conservation strategies and helps coastal managers and city planners all adapt to the evolving coastal environment.
Exactly. Coastal Georgia boasts some of the most pristine salt marshes in all the world, as we've talked about before. But they face various threats just the same as all the others, such as sea level rise, pollution, and habitat degradation. SASME is stepping in to help address these challenges. SASME created an action plan, which was established with the goal of advancing scientific research, conservation, and restoration efforts for local salt marsh ecosystems along the Atlantic coast. In coastal Georgia, their focus is on understanding the local dynamics, identifying stressors, and implementing strategies to enhance the resilience of our local marshes.
And by resilience, you mean, of course, the marsh's ability to withstand or recover from difficulties.
That's right, and SASME's plan really reflects the accumulation of 2 years of intensive study, dialogue, and deliberations with a multitude of different people. This includes understanding that while each of the four SASME states face many of the same challenges, these challenges can be very different. They can vary in severity and extent at the state and local levels. The strategies included in the plan are intended to be a roadmap for elected officials, state and federal agencies, communities, nonprofit organizations, academic partners, and others to work together to ensure the long-term abundance, health, and resilience of this vital natural resource.
So we are lucky today to be able to chat with SASME's Georgia representative, Courtney Reich, the Coastal Director for Georgia Conservancy, to learn more about the plan to march forward.
Hi, Courtney!
Hi, Courtney!
Hi, Corinne and Brittany.
Courtney, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you give our listeners an overview of the South Atlantic Salt Marsh Initiative and its mission?
Sure. The goal of SASME is to protect the resilience of the 1 million acres of connected salt marsh habitat from North Carolina to Florida and the ecosystem services provided to the communities along the coast from that marsh. These services include things like protection from the impacts of coastal storms and sea level rise, filtering of stormwater pollution, storage of carbon, essential habitat, recreational opportunities, support of economically important fisheries. It's also important to remember that many of our culturally and historically important places along the coast are associated with coastal marshlands. Our partners in SASME are focusing on two major strategies to protect these services. The first being preserving the resiliency of the marsh by restoring our existing marshlands through implementation of nature-based solutions, things like living shorelines. And the second is by conserving upland near the marsh to allow for future marsh migration as sea level rises.
Yeah, that's some fascinating work. And a lot of the things that we've covered on our podcast today are things that we've talked about a lot in previous episodes.
Can you share some of the more specific projects or initiatives SASME is undertaking in coastal Georgia?
I'd love to. Working closely with the Coastal Resources Division of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, we are meeting with communities, residents, property owners, and all sorts of stakeholders throughout Georgia to identify areas where the marsh is impacted through erosion, barriers, or development. We're looking for opportunities to protect undeveloped areas adjacent to the marsh through conservation easements or acquisition of those areas for future conservation. We're also helping communities find resources to design and build living shorelines to protect critical resources from the impacts of storm surge, wave action, and sea level rise. We're working with the Georgia Aquatic Connectivity Team to assess barriers in the marsh, things like culverts and causeways, identify ways to remove those barriers, not only to restore the hydrologic connectivity that's impacted by those barriers, but also to facilitate marsh migration upland or inward as sea level rises. I want to tell you about a project we're particularly excited about. That is a living shoreline project with our partner Seabrook Village Foundation in Liberty County. They recently received a grant to install a living shoreline and a bioretention area in Martha Randolph Stevens Park there. That's awesome. In their community. And that project will restore oyster habitat, but also protect their recently renovated community center from erosion.
Oh, that's so exciting to hear mm-hmm. how nicely you're working with some of the local communities and really looking at a lot of the development that's going on along the coast of Georgia and how mm-hmm. we can kind of change some of that. So are there other ways that you're engaging with local communities in coastal Georgia?
We recently hosted a SASME plan celebration event to share the completed SASME plan. And that was a plan that was done with all of the SASME partners over the four states of the SASME region, as well as other coastal stakeholders. And we're continuing to meet with those stakeholders throughout those four states, including those here in Georgia that have an interest in SASME. We also, Georgia Conservancy, has created a website for people who want to learn more about this program and share their own ideas about potential projects that would help support these goals. And you can find that website at georgiaconservancy.org/coast/coastal-marsh-resiliency. And the larger SASME partnership also has another website that I'd recommend check out, and that's called marshforward.org, a lot easier to remember.
Yeah.
and that has additional resources and links to the SASME plan so that people can check it out for themselves.
And we'll be sure to link all of those in our show notes as well so you guys can access it. It's heartwarming to see the synergy between scientific research and community engagement and to hear Marsh Forward a lot when we talk about SASME. Can you explain what Marsh Forward means and how the average person can help to promote work that SASME is doing in coastal Georgia?
Well, Marsh Forward is our own little SASME dad joke in that it is a play on the saying March Forward, and it is meant to inspire our community to continue to work together to protect our salt marsh ecosystem now and into the future. As for what the average person can do, I would recommend visiting the websites I mentioned, and that will be on your website, mm-hmm. and to let us know if you're aware of an area of the marsh or an upland area that is in need of protection or attention. There's opportunities there to provide information on where those locations are and if you have a project in mind. In addition, I would encourage everyone to get out and enjoy the beauty of our salt marsh area by visiting one of our many state parks and wildlife refuges along the coast.
Absolutely. It's amazing to hear how much SASME is not just about data and numbers, but really getting into the community and having them get involved and kind of let you guys know what issues they're seeing in the marsh as well, kind of paying attention to the environment they live in. So thank you so much for coming on our show today, Courtney, and kind of telling us a little bit more about SASME and Marsh Forward.
Well, thank you so much for shining a light on SASME and our efforts to protect the resiliency of the salt marsh in Georgia. So let's all marsh forward together. And I do have a last question for you.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Why do sharks swim in salt water?
Oh, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, good question. I mean,
there's a lot of reasons, I guess. What?
Because pepper would make them sneeze.
Yay!
Well, it is great to hear about an initiative that really brings people together from multiple sectors and backgrounds to discuss saving such a valuable resource. And the more we connect with our coastal environments, the more motivated we become to protect them.
Yeah, through scientific research, community engagement, and proactive conservation efforts, SASME is setting an example for how we can safeguard our coastlines for future generations. To see the SASME film, Marsh Forward, click on the link in our show notes.
I think talking about salt marsh and SASME's work is a great way to wrap up our I Heart Estuaries Week 2024.
Yay!
This annual event promotes estuarine science to our political decision makers.
And even though the I Heart Estuaries campaign only lasts a week, that doesn't mean it's too late for you to share your love of estuaries. Check out some of the reasons our reserve system loves estuaries on the National Estuarine Research Reserve Association's social media pages, linked in our show notes. And share some of your estuary love by contacting your local representatives.
Well, Corinne, since I really love plants of the estuaries, what do you call a gator that waters his plants?
I don't know. What?
An irrigator.
At least our marshes aren't like that boring body of water where every wave is the same height, only one type of fish is ever caught, and the tide comes in and out at the same time every day.
Oh my gosh, it sounds miserable. What is that place called?
The Redundant Sea.
For more information about any of the topics we covered today, or to submit your question that may be featured in our upcoming episodes, please email us at signer.socials@gmail.com. That's signer.socials@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening to Sapelo Nerds, a coastal science podcast brought to you by the Sapelo Island National Estuarine Research Reserve. Please check back for more episodes released each month. And we really need reviews. So, you know, leave us a couple of good ones. Really good ones.
And that's the Sapelo Sound.